Here's your local breaking news for the listening area. Controversy between the Frederick County Board of Education and parents erupted into full public view on Wednesday in the local press. However, some who attended the meeting claimed the local newspaper exaggerated the tone of the meeting, which was held last Tuesday evening to discuss the state-imposed health curriculum mandates on children K through 12. They claimed it mischaracterized parents as a mob of angry Christian conservatives who disrupted the meeting with jeers and personal insults. Those comments came from quotes by an LGBTQ spokesperson and the reporter's opinion, which gave the impression that the meeting was attended by calm, rational school board appointees who suffered abuse from irrational, vulgar parents spurred on by candidates seeking election. In an even more inflammatory gesture, the newspaper's lead front page article had a picture of Board of Education candidate Cindy Rose in a Nazi-like salute while addressing the committee, captioned by the comment, "Parents shout at committee members." WTHU requested a video of the meeting, but none could be provided by the BOE where the meeting was held. The meeting was not recorded by officials, and we later obtained a 15-minute video recorded by one of the parents, which portrayed the complete opposite. According to the many who attended, the committee lost control of the meeting because they denied parents a voice at the podium and had already approved the curriculum change without giving them a chance to be heard. The video clearly showed parents upset because they didn't want young children taught sexually explicit material and frustrated because, in the words of one parent, quote, "This is our meeting. We decide what our children learn. You don't tell us what to do and when the meeting is over. We pay the bills. You work for us," end quote. Keep it tuned right here for late breaking news and more on Cool Oldies 1450 THU.